We are here on the villa's middle terrace, the nursery terrace, which takes its name from the large basin in the center where water was stored. In fact, it is crucial to have water pools or basins to ensure that the whole garden was irrigated. The water system is still one of the most important technologies at the villa and was not only used for watering, but also in the event that fountains with water features were installed in the garden. Moreover, freshwater fish that often ended up on the tables of the rulers were bred in these basins. Ferdinando I was very interested in botany and particularly appreciated the cultivation of medicinal plants and their pharmacological, therapeutic, and also culinary uses. In fact, the wealthiest families generally aimed at being self-sufficient in the cultivation of medicinal plants. For this reason, next to the pool were two secret or private gardens where Ferdinando chose to create a personal official garden specialized in rare and precious plants, which were then preserved and processed in the adjacent kitchen. The garden grew flowers, particularly bulbs, roses, medicinal and aromatic plants, as well as bizarre citrus fruits, and was used for meditation and research. In 1826, in keeping with the trend of exoticism and orientalism, the space to the right of the staircase was transformed into an exotic garden. A palm tree was planted at its center and bordered by a stone wall. This interest in distant worlds was not only apparent in botany, but also in furnishings and even clothing. In fact, it could happen that one was invited to drink tea in a Chinese porcelain service dressed in clothing from Beijing. This terrace was last altered in 1833, when the tipidarium, a small greenhouse for the cultivation of exotic plants, was built on a design by Giovanni Pacini.